Mindfulness Explained. What is it? You might have heard the word mindfulness or heard the phrase practice mindfulness. If you're wondering what these things mean, you're not alone. In this tutorial, I'm going to explain what mindfulness is as well as give you some tips on how to practice it. Mindfulness is basically the human ability to be present and completely aware of what you are doing and where you are. It also means not getting overwhelmed by all the little things going on around you. Everyone has the ability to be mindful, but it does take some practice to get there because we are so used to living in a busy world that requires our attention to be in so many places at one time. You need to spend some time accessing your ability to be mindful. The good news is that mindfulness is innate, which means everyone already has it in them. You just need to spend some time accessing it. Mindfulness is not exotic. Many think only certain people are born with mindfulness, or that it's a super special ability. This is not true. Mindfulness is already familiar to everyone because we are all able to do it with some practice. Mindfulness has been proven to be positive for both your health and your happiness. It can also allow you to form better relationships both in your personal life and your work life. When you're mindful, you can give others your full attention, which allows you to form deeper connections. Mindfulness is not just an act, though. It's a way of life. When you are mindful of yourself and others, you can bring awareness to everything you do. Anyone can be mindful. That's the best part. If someone says being mindful is too hard, it might be just because they've not taken the time to really try and incorporate this practice into their daily life. Many people begin their mindfulness journey by meditating. This is one of the best ways to learn to be present in your daily life. When you meditate, you are forced to concentrate on what is happening in the present. One of the main points of meditating is just to let go of all the past hurts and future worries. Just be here. Meditation also allows you to practice mindfulness in your body. You need to be aware of your body and how you are feeling. When you know how your body feels, and you are able to get in touch with the internal rhythms, you'll get to know yourself better. This allows you to overcome stress and other physical ailments. If you've never meditated before, the first time can seem weird. Being mindful and meditating both takes practice. Give yourself space and time to learn to be your best self. Part of mindfulness is giving your full attention to something. This is much harder than it sounds, and it's why so many people think being mindful is a special gift rather than something everyone can do. When you are mindful, you can be aware of your body, your environment, the people around you, the noises around you, and so on. You are also mindful of your feelings. This is part of tapping into your intuition and knowing how you feel. When you are able to tell your feelings about something, you can make decisions for yourself without overthinking. Tapping into your feelings allows you to know yourself better and to make better decisions for yourself. I hope this short tutorial has given you more insight into what mindfulness is and why it's important when forming relationships with others and with yourself.